Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. Scott Ian of Anthrax. How you doing? Awesome. Great to talk to you. Lots going on as usual. Obviously, the Killthrax tour. And you've got a new book. It's called Access All Areas, Stories from a Hard Rock Life. It's a collection of stories about yourself and other people in rock and roll. What were your guidelines for which stories to include and which stories to leave out?
It's a good question because I had, I guess I had more than I needed, I guess, as far as ideas go. I had a pretty long list of story ideas. Sometimes some more realized than others, you know, like with an actual title or even a couple of chapters written. Sometimes even just like I would go through this list and it would just say Kirk's house, you know, just like just things that I had written down over the last few years, especially when I was working on the first book, the autobiography. There were a lot of stories that I knew that were great stories, but they weren't going to fit into the, I don't know, the flow, I guess, of the autobiography. It'd be like, you know, going to see a movie and you're really into the plot, and then there's like this 20-minute tangent, and you're wait, huh? What? Why are we over here now? Like, and also because people have asked, well, why weren't these stories in your first book? And it's like, well, then the first book would have been 800 pages, and that's not going to work. And they all really don't serve the story of an autobiography. All these stories in this new book, and there's 23 of them. They stand alone, like they stand alone, like short stories. So I think they serve their purpose much better this way, just haven't been written as short stories. Each, like, you know, really, it's not done as a novel, or certainly some of them may be connected here and there, but they're 23 stories from my life that really I find quite funny, and I'm hoping other people will as well.
Scott Ian of Anthrax with us on the show tonight. He's got a new book out. Going to be giving away a copy of it later on in the show, along with tickets to see Anthrax with Killswitch Engage at House of Blues Anaheim next month. White Zombie for you now. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Scott Ian of Anthrax is my guest on the show tonight. And Scott, you're an author and you also do spoken word performances too. In what ways did spoken word make you a better storyteller when it came time to write your new book?
I don't know that it has, because they're so different and they're so separate. And I thought it was going to help a lot more than it did, if at all, because, you know, having done the talking shows, it really, you learn how to tell a story in front of an audience by doing it, and really learning how to squeeze every ounce of energy out of a sentence, out of a word, literally out of a syllable, to get a reaction. But it only works with that. If I then sit down to write a story, the skills I've learned, how to tell a story in front of a crowd, don't necessarily translate into writing, because you don't have your body standing there on stage being physical. So much of storytelling is physicality on stage and dynamics in your speech. And it just, obviously, you then have to learn how to do that with words and put dynamics into sentences and paragraphs and chapters, and try and get the physicality across through your words, through the power of writing. So it's such a completely different thing, and again, also something that, you know, as you do it, you learn, because lucky enough, I get to work with an editor. So when I send him stuff, he'll be telling me, "That's great. See what you did there? Like that's great. That's you know, you need to follow that path, and you learn how to do it. You learn how to write the story rather than tell the story, and have the same effect at the end."
It's Full Metal Jackie Scuddion of Anthrax with us tonight. His new book, Access All Areas, Stories from a Hard Rock Life, is out now. And still to come this evening, I'll be giving away a copy of it, along with tickets to see Anthrax and Killswitch Engage play at House of Blues Anaheim on Valentine's Day. I've also got Marilyn Manson tickets to the sold-out show tomorrow night at the Palladium, music from Black Sabbath, more Anthrax, Avenged Sevenfold, and we'll have more with Scott Ian. It's Whiplash in 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Scott Ian on the show with us tonight. A Nuclear Blast is re-releasing a pair of albums from when John Bush and Rob Caggiano were in Anthrax. What are your favorite memories about making We've Come For You All and The Greater of Two Evils?
Well, I know they're re-releasing those, but those are actually... I know there was something online, but that was all wrong schedule-wise. They're not being released when they said they were going to be released. I'm pretty sure that all got pushed back. But to answer your question... my favorite memories of making those two records. Well, Greater of Two Evils was cool because we did it in front of an audience in a studio, and that's something we've never done before. Granted, you know, we weren't recording new songs for a new studio album, it was like making a live record, but not making a live record, if that makes any sense at all. Because we brought, I don't remember if they were contest winners or what the story was, but there was I had 40 or 50 people got to be in the room while we were recording that record. And the energy of that was really cool because, I've said it before, you know, it would be amazing if you could like take an audience from South America and bring them into the room while you're making a record and being able to work with that energy in the room. So that's what this kind of did for us, since we were going to be playing songs that we had obviously been playing for a long time. We just felt like maybe it'd be a good idea to bring some people in and just ramp up the energy while we're doing this. And I think it worked. It definitely sounds live because it is. And We've Come For You All. That record was for us very easily could have been our last record. You know, going into that album after just the chaos of the years before it, you know, Volume 8 kind of coming out and then the label going out of business and basically throwing it in the garbage. And we just did everything we could over the years between like 98 and when is We've Come For You All, 02 or 03. You know, those 4 or 5 years, we just did everything we could to stay busy and to work and to keep things moving forward. But the idea of getting together and writing another album to only see it possibly get thrown in the trash by a label, that was just kind of too much for us to deal with. And that's, you know, that's why there was a pretty good break between there, because we just kind of had lost our faith in not Anthrax, but everything around us and even just the way the business worked. And you know, you make a record, you expect people to be able to get it, not just have a label say sorry and then you still can't get that Volume 8 record in most places, so it's ridiculous. So going into We've Come For You All, we certainly we're treading very lightly as a band, but then you know, you start writing songs and it just starts coming together like every other record, and you start feeling really happy with the material. And we felt like we had a great record. And, of course, hindsight, looking back on it, we did have a great record. And certainly the record we needed in that moment to essentially, you know, put us back on the map. So I really love that album.
Scott Ian from Anthrax with us on the show tonight. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie Scuddion of Anthrax with us on the show. Scott, in a world that loves AC/DC, you might be the biggest Malcolm Young fan. What aspects of your playing are directly influenced by Malcolm, and how hard did his passing affect you?
Well, it wasn't like I don't want it to sound weird, but it wasn't a shock. I mean, you know, people knew. I knew that he had been sick for a long time with a disease that generally you don't come back from. So, you know, it was one of these kind of just a matter of time kind of things, which is just a huge bummer. I had actually talked to a friend of mine at the Loudwire Awards, who's very close with the AC/DC camp, and just to ask if he had heard anything. Because, you know, there's no information out there. There was never any information on how's Malcolm doing, you know, and he said he had spoken to someone, and from what he had heard, he didn't have long, and that was like 3 weeks before he passed. So, I wasn't surprised, but at the same time, that doesn't temper how sad it was and what a huge bummer it is that that guy is no longer with us, doing what, you know, he pretty much was put on this planet to do. But, you know, I'm the type of person that celebrates people when they go. I don't sit around and do the whole mourning thing and all that. I prefer to celebrate it. So, you know, we cranked AC/DC. We put Let There Be Rock on and just cranked it. And that's what I've always done. It's never going to change. So we'll have all of those records for, you know, I'll have them for the rest of my life, obviously, too. Anytime I think about Malcolm, I can go put something on. And as far as my playing goes, he's really, you know, he was my guitar teacher. Obviously, I wasn't sitting there taking lessons from him, but playing along the AC/DC records as a kid is really where I learned how to play guitar. And I would just go song by song by song and learn the chords and not take the time to sit there and learn the lead breaks, because learning the leads would take me days. Whereas I could learn the whole album in a few hours if I was just learning the chords, and Malcolm was the guy playing the chords. I think my whole way of playing, my percussive right hand, and it's very, very similar in a lot of ways to what he does. Obviously, I play a different style of music. You know, the metal that Anthrax is playing is a completely different style of music than AC/DC. So, yeah, even though my right hand is very percussive like his, it's in a different way, with palm muting and to obviously play the guitar to make a sound that works in the context of Anthrax. But it all comes from what he was doing.
Full Metal Jackie Scott-Ian from Anthrax is my guest on the show tonight. Gonna take a quick break. Still to come, though, gonna be giving away a copy of Scott's new book. Plus, I'll have tickets to see Anthrax with Killswitch Engage. Scott will pick music. It's all on the way. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie Scott-Ian of Anthrax with us on the show. Let's talk about the Killthrax tour with Killswitch Engage. What do you enjoy about touring now that maybe you didn't really appreciate when you were younger?
That's a good question. And certainly not the travel part. when I was younger, the travel part was, I really didn't care so much. The traveling part, I hate the traveling part. I think Alice Cooper famously said a long time ago, they don't pay me to play, they pay me to travel. There's a lot of cities around the world that I know where, you know, we've been a lot of places a lot of times over 30-odd years. So I have a lot of regular spots, and I definitely enjoy that more. Certainly in the 80s when we were going places, most of the time it was the first time. So I didn't know anything. But, you know, now if I'm going to Paris, I know what I want to go see, and I know where I want to go eat, or, if, you know, wherever in the world. I look forward to hitting regular spots, certainly, when I'm on tour. In a weird way, I know this might sound really strange, but I think I appreciate the shows more now after all these years, because we're still doing it and because we still get to do this. You know, playing live, being on stage, that's a privilege. And the fact that audiences still want to come out and see what we do, that means everything to me. So I think it's not like I was taking things for granted when I was younger, But I was just younger. I was all over the place. Mm-hmm. So getting to do this now, after all these years, and at the level we get to do things, and the amazing audiences we get to play in front of, I think I really appreciate the actual time on stage more than I ever have.
Scott Ian from Anthrax is my guest on the show tonight. Anthrax is playing at House of Blues Anaheim with Killswitch Engage on Valentine's Day. I've got a pair of tickets to give away, along with a copy of Scott Ian's new book, which is called Access All Areas, Stories from a Hard Rock Life. Tickets for the House of Blues Anaheim show on sale now, and the book is out as well. So give us a call at 800-955-KLOS. Tickets furnished by Live Nation, and the book comes from Megaforce. 800-955-KLOS from Howard era Killswitch Engage. This is A Bid Farewell on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Scott Ian of Anthrax is my guest on the show tonight. Scott, the last two Anthrax albums, Worship Music and For All Kings, are some of your best work. How much are you thinking about or even already working on the next album?
Slowly but surely. The door is opened as far as moving forward. Charlie has sent out some really killer ideas, killer riffs. I know because I've heard them. Yeah, really exciting. We go through the same thing every time. Going back to the first record, it's always like that. It's the same thing every time. You finish a record and it comes out and you go on tour for 2 years and play shows, and eventually you start thinking about what's next. And I always get the same, I always have the same thought every time. Well, what if that's it? What if we used it all up? What if all the magic is gone and we don't have, there's no riffs left. We've used up our quota.
Is there a quota of riffs?
Yeah, we've used up our quota. Every band gets a quota. That's why certain bands either stop making records or their records start to suck, because they, you know, they've used up their quota of riffs. I like to think that way. But you know, hey, we've been just—I can't say lucky, because it's not luck. Charlie is a great writer. Charlie writes great riffs, and you know, I still have ideas too, and Frankie has great ideas as well, but you know, Charlie's kind of our catalyst when it comes to the music side of it, and he's already sent over some really killer stuff, and it already calmed down any anxiety or nerves I've had over possibly using up our quota, because he's got killer ideas, and it makes me excited to know that at, you know, some point next year we're going to get in a room and start banging out new stuff again. And We're weird like that. We love writing new songs. We love new material. We're never going to be a band that's just going to rest on our catalog and go out and play the so-called hits over and over again. If we're not moving forward in some way and doing something to satisfy our creative itch, then there's no point really to do this. It just wouldn't be fun anymore. And the fact that we're still creating stuff that we love, and, you know, people around the world seem to agree with us, especially on these last two records. So, obviously, that it puts us in a really good place, and you know, makes me know that, hey, at least for the next few years, there's a lot of awesome metal coming.
Full Metal Jackie, see Scott Ian and Anthrax on the Killthrax tour. Pick up Scott's new book, Access All Areas: Stories of a Hard Rock Life. Scott, as always, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging with me for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie, and Facebook, I'm at Full Metal Jackie 666. And do check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Going to play you a tune right now from Black Label Society, leaving you off with this one. They have a new album coming out on Friday called Grimmest Hits, and they're also going to be playing at the Fonda February 27th with Corrosion of Conformity. We'll have more tickets to give away for that next week. And also, it's Zach Wilde's 51st birthday. So happy birthday, Zach. Here's a tune from Black Label Society's Grimmest Hits. This is Room of Nightmares. Fraser Smith is up next. See ya.